Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever told you. I just want to let you know.
Mr. Levine, can you hear me?
Is this Angela?
Yes, sir. I've been trying to. You cannot hear me, sir?
Yeah. What is it?
I was asking if you could hear me. I had just finished introducing
you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear, and I'm not very well. And I've been holding for 3 minutes now. And there was no answer.
I apologize for that. I've been on the line. You couldn't hear me for some reason. I apologize for that.
Uh-huh.
So, so how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, sir. So you've been at this revolution. Can you hear me?
Were you talking? Hello?
So you've invented this revolutionary, Mr. Lenny Levine, you've developed a science-based alternative therapy to prevent and remove musculoskeletal pain without a surgical intervention. And I'm sorry that you could not hear me. I apologize.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so.
I'd like to tell everyone about your invention, about your.
Hello?
Would you like to tell everyone about your alternative therapy?
Oh, okay, the functional therapy? Okay. Functional therapy is the alternative to physical therapy, because physical therapy is a way of the methodology behind the physical therapy. They're going to treat the area of pain. For example, if you have a knee problem, they're going to treat the knee. And the problem is that the body is not organized and not designed that way. The body is built to utilize three main systems for producing movement, which is the muscular system, the skeletal system, and nervous system. So, and all three systems have to work in unison to produce a movement. If one of these systems are not working, then obviously the movement wouldn't be efficient and can contribute to dysfunction. So what happens then these days that physical therapy is, as I said, that they're going to treat only the muscular system. And they would say that if you have a knee problem, they're going to say that you have to make muscles around the knee stronger, but it's not the case. And usually, and this is not my invention, but this is what the science of human movement states, which is called kinesiology, that, and it's a known fact that since all muscles and joints are interconnected, then most likely your problem, if you have a knee problem, will be somewhere else. And this is what I discovered, that conventional orthopedic care and physical therapy basically neglecting scientific principles, how the body is supposed to function. And also what I did, I started practicing the treatments using all three main systems. the muscular system, the skeletal system, and the nervous system. And the results were very successful, and they were such that the conventional medicine doesn't even think that it's possible, because if you go to physical therapy and the pain doesn't go away, you go back to the doctor, and the doctor is going to say that nothing we can do, we have to replace the knee. And what I found that if you apply all three systems, then you can avoid surgery. And also, the part of my program is that we're working on restoring a functional movement in your body, not just the muscles around the knee. And one example, I had a man who had three problems. One, he had a swollen knee, and he had two frozen shoulders. So he went to the doctor, and they gave him a cortisone shot, and it was temporary relief, but it didn't last. And eventually, he started looking for other alternative ways of doing it, and he found me. And when we practiced for 2 months restoration of functional movement, he didn't need any of those surgeries.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
That's amazing. That's right. This is amazing, because this is not possible for a conventional orthopedic surgeon to even think about it, because all they do, if it doesn't work, they're going to just remove it and replace it. And also, this was not just one client. I've been practicing functional therapy since 2010, and I have numerous clients, and also I have a YouTube channel that you can go and you could listen to people who went through functional restoration, and they have different various problems, knees, hips, backs, feet, arms, shoulders, and it is possible even for older people to restore their functional movement, which is some of them, or probably most of my clients were in the beginning were skeptical, because they didn't know that all they knew that when they were into a doctor that you're getting older and this is expected, that your body is going to deteriorate. But it turns out that this is where the key is. This is in my discovery that conventional medical care does not neglect basic principles, and they treat only one third of the body, which is the muscular system. So then it's impossible to restore to address the problem or to find a solution, because you need the other two systems to address and to restore.
I'm sorry, but I'd like to ask you a question. Okay, you're speaking of me.
Mm-hmm.
According to your website, which is www.wellnessandbeyond.net, on your website, you're discussing, you're writing about knee injury, and you're talking about sick with an aging population that there are around 600,000 knee replacement surgeries a year.
Right. Right.
Oh, and believe you have something that is better than that, that helps more than the usual physical therapy and things like that.
Right. So basically, that's the thing, is it? That basically shows that physical therapy treatments are unsuccessful, because one statistic that I have, and I found that they perform over 2 million surgeries every year. So, and you can assume that most of the people who, or if not all, went to physical therapy treatment before deciding for surgery. And obviously, the physical therapy treatments not didn't help, and they had to get into surgical intervention. And that's where the thing is, that if anybody listens to that or finds out about it, then they, this is what I, I'm trying to do, and this is why I am here on your show and talking to you, that to bring awareness that to the issues that public doesn't even know about it, that they should treat your whole body, not just the, your muscles.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Lenny Levine, I have a question. How you're saying you believe yours is better than the traditional physical?
Uh-huh.
And what I'd like to know, has this been accepted by science, I mean by doctors, your
mm-hmm.
wellness and beyond? That's your
yes.
organization, your business. It has been accepted.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Could you let everyone know how it has been accepted and by whom?
Oh, describe. Describe. Are you asking how to describe wellness and beyond?
No, sir. Has the medical science field?
Well, but see, but this is not the question about whether they're going to approve it or not, because this is. There's a literature and medical literature and science. The very first page on that and that literature in every book has that the movement, human movement, must be is accomplished by three systems. And unfortunately, the medical field does not do it that way. So they be overlooking this, because taking out the knee is actually, it's easier, and also it's more lucrative, because they get paid for knee replacements and hip replacements to the tune of up to $40,000 each. So and this is this is not the point that I'm going to try to get somebody approval who is not doing the right thing. Right?
So you believe that flexibility training is necessary?
Well, it's I don't know about flexibility training as they practice yoga, but yeah, I believe into idea of practicing functional movement. And functional movement means that it's a movement of interconnected muscle endurance. For example, when you lift your leg, it's not just the leg alone. It's a number of muscles in the upper leg, and a number of muscles in the lower leg, and number of muscles in the foot need to work together to accomplish this movement. And plus, the other part of it, that the movement is also connected to pelvis and hip joints, and that part also needs to be involved. So this is, becomes a functional chain movement, where this is how it's supposed to work. But if you're going to treat only the muscles in this chain, then all you're going to do, you're going to drive the body into dysfunction. And this is what happens. For example, this is also not known not only in physical therapy, or orthopedic care, but it's also in the fitness industry, it's the same thing. They do not practice all three systems together. They're only concerned and only focus on the muscular system. So you're going to get fit, you want to make your muscles stronger, but it's, muscles cannot be stronger if the skeletal system is not aligned. So if your joints are not properly aligned, there's no way you can make muscle stronger.
So you graduated for the Belarusian Polytechnic Institute,
right.
MSPE,
right.
In Russia.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, all right, so I understand what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense, what you're saying.
Right.
It's just that, you know, there's always going to be skeptics. Always
right.
going to be skeptics.
So, but the thing the reason that I don't have a medical background and I didn't go to medical school, but I think this is became a very positive factor because my thinking wasn't framed by the old school of thinking. I was just reading the literature and studying the science the way it's written, and I wasn't moving along because I needed to get credits, and I had many other subjects to learn along with that. I was learning what I needed to learn, and I found that it's widely mispracticed and widely misunderstood how the body is supposed to move. It's basically the crux of the problem is that we don't understand how the body is designed to move versus what we want to do with our bodies. For example, we want to run, we want to swim, we want to lift. But the body is designed to do that, but in a certain way. So think about in simple terms that the body comes with a set of operating instructions. And if anybody knows that if you have a system or device that you don't follow the operating instructions, then you're going to break it. And this is what basically happens. So there's people who active all their life, they're active. I have those as a client. They basically have, all of them had some serious dysfunction in their body because they just were concerned to do a workout and to get the heart rate up and to get some sweat and get a hard workout, but they didn't know how to move the body. As a result, the body starts breaking down.
Yes, sir. Most people think about the age. Okay, me too. I think about my own body. So presently on your website, it's saying presently the majority of training programs revolve about weight, cardio, stretching, and group exercise class to maintain an active lifestyle. If overall population health in the U.S. and worldwide is steady declining, it falls short of keeping human body fit and healthy.
Right.
It is of vital importance to find the missing pieces to the fitness and health paradigm. And this site is dedicated to identifying existing gaps and developing solutions to address them. Now, this is from your website, Mr. Lenny Levine, www.wellnessandbeyond.net. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, you're questioning physical therapy. Is it just for aging people or young people? I mean, your functional therapy.
Well, the thing is that it's you know, the age is here is not a factor because we all, whether you're young or old, we have anatomically we have the same body. So everybody has a skeleton. Everybody has two arms, two legs, two hip joints, two shoulders, and so forth. So from a functional point of view, it doesn't matter which how old the body is. And also, as far as since we're talking about age, then the aging is also what I discovered as far as the functional movement concerned, that it sheds a very different light, because if you, in the course of your life, never knew and never maintained and never practiced proper functional movement, then the body will be breaking down. It's like I said before, that the body is designed with a certain operating instructions. If you didn't follow those instructions during the course of your life, then the body will be breaking down. So that's this has become critical to bring awareness that for public and anybody who wants to stay healthy, that understand how the body works, as opposed to what you think the body supposed to move.
You've invented something that's better, basically, is what I understand that you're saying.
Well, I discovered, basically what I discovered missing scientific principles that which is very fundamental and very important to the human movement. And obviously, if human movement is not efficient, then it affects your health. So, and this is what basically it came out of, that it's functional movement. So, in other words, if you don't use all two main systems for movement or for injury treatment or for any other purpose, and the same as one, the whole body, then you are basically not following the way it's supposed to do. So then, and if you didn't do it for extended period of time, then it's not the age here first. First, that you've been taking care of the body the way it's supposed to,
okay.
And then you can talk about the age.
Oh, okay. All right. So everything you're saying does make sense.
Right. It's just
here on the weight loss, on your weight loss page on your website, exercise duration. It says, according to American College of Sports and Medicine, which is ACSM is the abbreviation, all adults age 18 and 65 should engage in moderate intensity aerobic exercise for a minimum of 30 minutes 5 days a week, a vigorous activity for a minimum of 20 minutes 3 days a week. In addition, every adult person should perform muscular strength and endurance activities a minimum of 2 times a week. Department of Health and Human Services states that if you spend 30 to 45 minutes of washing a car, gardening, dancing, raking leaves, or shoveling snow, it will be considered as moderate physical activities. You will improve your health and well-being. Overweight people try to follow these exercise guidelines, and they experience little or no success. A report from the Institute of Medicine suggests that for the overweight and obese people to gain a tangible weight loss, exercise duration must be vigorous and extended up to 2 hours or more. Then you go on to talk about aerobic and aerobic training, but I'll come back to that a little later. Exercise duration. Elaborate on that, sir, on what I just read.
Okay, sure. All right, so then this is another thing that I discovered, that myself, I'm not only a regular exercise, but I participate in competitive sports for the last 20 years. I do triathlons and long distance running. So I also not only helping my clients and educate them, but I also practice functional movement myself. And so and that because it's a high endurance, high impact sports. And if I did not practice functional movement, I would be would be injured, and I probably wouldn't be able to participate even. And I know that since I started 20 years ago, all my friends and all people that I'm competing with, only two left, and they seriously hurting. So where I'm leading to, it's the same idea that everybody thinks that as long as you stay active, then you're going to be healthy. No, this is not a direct correlation. And one missing link here is functional movement. So if you didn't know how the body is supposed to move and you kept moving, then and now the body was started breaking down, that was the result. So now also on the question of your exercise duration, yes, this is the government guidelines. They're saying that if you exercise five times a week, 30 minutes, then you should be fit and healthy. Well, it's not true, and it basically never was true, but nobody pays attention to it. The thing is, it's just unfortunately, washing a car is not going to keep you healthy. Even doing regular gardening also is not going to do it. Because the body.
You're saying that all. Basically, what I understand that you're saying, this is my understanding, is that the more exercise people do, this is my understanding. Now, correct me if I am incorrect. The more exercise people do, the more likely they are to have injuries. The more vigorous,
what we need to do here, we need to be careful and drawing some lines here. Yeah, it's if you do more exercises without practicing functional movement, and you keep doing it more and more, then you're gonna make the body break down, and this is. This is not an argument, because if you look at the professional sports, all professional athletes get injured because they do it for a living, and they do it every day, almost every day. But the problem is that by the age of 30, in almost any professional sport, they're done. They retire because they cannot sustain this anymore. But the point is that if they had practice and knowledge of functional movement, they could have avoided the injuries. So then the idea that simply I'm going to increase intensity and duration is not the only answer. You have to know how the body is designed to move. Otherwise, you're gonna break it. So, and then the other part that I'd like to make a point of is that the fact that guidelines saying that as long as you do it five times a week in half an hour is really totally no proof, and the evidence shows just the opposite. Because if the overall health of U.S. population is it's not just declining, it's drastically declining. All major diseases, five major diseases, are widespread and rising rapidly. So, and people doing it, following those guidelines, and it doesn't help. So it means we have something really missing, very conceptually. We don't have the missing pieces of the puzzle, and we need to find the pieces of the puzzle and missing pieces of the puzzle, and to make sure that if people do it, then they will be fit and healthy. But it's right now it's not happening, because in typical gym, if you go to any typical gym, you're going to see that people are getting no results. It's the reality. I mean, some people say, yeah, I'm getting a workout, I'm active, I feel a little better when I leave, but point is that there's no result. So and that's a real problem, because if you keep doing something with no results to a human body, then eventually it's going to start breaking down.
Okay, so I understand more about it. You also write on wellnessandbeyond.net, Mr. Benny Levine, about functional coordination. I notice you don't have MD by your name. I'm looking here.
What
I don't see an MD. I do not see an MD, medical doctor, by your name.
Well, because I'm not a medical doctor. I told you that. I don't have a medical degree, and I didn't go to a medical school. And this is what I already told you before, that this book will probably help me to discover what I discovered, because I was not afraid to get out of the box, and my thinking was not framed by the old school of thinking. Because if I go to school,
I know that on your page it's saying that you also also are known that you also was a physical you did physical therapy. That,
wait a minute, physical
am I correct?
Therapy.
Am I correct? You.
No, no, I'm not a
did
physical therapist either. I'm not a physical therapist. I'm a functional therapist, because physical therapy means exactly what it is. Physical means muscles. So, and this is what they do. They only treat the area of the problem, and mostly they treat the muscular system. And there's no there's no focus, and they don't address the skeletal system or skeletal alignment, which is critical, because if skeletal alignment is off, then muscles cannot work properly. And and as a matter of fact, if you keep moving the muscles without proper skeletal alignment, then you not only solving the problem, but you might even aggravate the problem.
So basically, functional coordination. You help people do functional coordination. That seems to be functional movement coordination. That
right.
seems, and you talk about weight shift, things to that nature. Would you explain a little bit about functional movement coordination and why it is important to be able to move functionally?
Okay. Well, it's because, as I said before, that the body is designed to work in a certain way anatomically. So, and if you try to not to follow the, as I said before, operating instructions, then you force the body moving in the wrong way. So, and one of the key issues here, which I discovered, is the weight shift. So, let's start from the beginning. So the beginning would be that movement can be described as changing positions. Is that clear, right?
Yes, sir.
So in other words, if I make a step
forward, then
I change my position. So the problem is that in order for the body to move properly, when you change position, the weight must be shifted. And if it's not, then you're going to force wrong muscles to move your body. And eventually, if you keep doing it, then it's going to contribute to injury or dysfunction. So then what I discovered, that actually the body is designed to move the center of your body, not the whole body. And this is where a lot of time, a significant time working with the clients, I spent to educate and teach them and help them to understand that you're not pushing your body forward. You should be concerned with the center of your body. And if you properly can shift the body of the center of your body, then you can do almost any physical activity you can think of, because this is an example of that is that sometimes you see people who can be described amazing, because they do things that most of the people cannot do, right? As far as the movement is concerned. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay,
so,
I do understand.
You can
it says conventional resistance training folks will isolate and overload in specific muscle groups with the assistance of free weight and heavy exercise machines. And it says muscles are programmed to function together, engaging primary muscles actions while activating assisting muscles to stabilize, neutralize, and extend in opposite directions. This functional coordination cannot be achieved from isolated weight training exercise. In addition, when opposing and stabilizing muscles are not engaged to work in a coordinated fashion, primary muscles have to compensate, leading to faulty alignment and injury. Lack of coordination and balance in daily life can create limitations in your lifestyle and deprive you of independence. For example, inability to squat with proper form can weaken joints and muscles in the lower body and can result in difficulties to walk and get up from the supine to standing position. Then in what I read earlier, body weight exercises require multiple muscle groups to work in a coordinated manner. If it is not easy to get up from lying or sitting position on the floor, it means that all necessary muscle groups are not engaged to support the movement. Weight shift. Okay.
Right.
The next one is weight shift. Yeah, but I understand what I read. I don't know if everyone else did, but it makes sense. So are you saying your body is being made to move into a weight that's not completely normal when you do traditional physical therapy and things like that?
Well, again, physical therapy is not complete. So because they don't address all the systems, and they also only treat the area of pain, which is our own way of treating it.
Okay. So are you saying they need to include more in it? Is that your theory?
Yeah, that's right. The point is that this is also now getting into teaching institutions that they're certifying and graduating people who don't have full understanding of the human movement and human anatomy. If you have a problem, knee problem, they're going to give you exercises for the muscles around the knee, and that's all they do. So that means that they need to, if the physical therapist want to do it right, then he needs to learn how to address and how to assess skeletal alignment and also the nervous system, which is more complicated, and then it needs to be connected with the muscular system. Then you have a real chance to solve the problem.
Okay.
But at this point, they don't do it. Although I do have I started a LinkedIn network, and 4 months ago, and now I have closing 1,000 connections, and they all relevant. So I don't take anybody just because a friend or a business associate, only people into related fields. So more than half of them now are physical therapists in the network. So because they saw the profile, they saw what it is all about, and they want to get connected, and they want to know what's going on. Because, for example, one of them I read said that we at this point, we're still looking for answers that we could not find when we were in school.
Okay.
Because at that time, they already knew.
Answers we cannot find when you're in school. That's in Russia. Okay.
Yeah, so
wellnessandbeyondeveryone.net is the website, and it's expanding wellness beyond fitness, nutrition, and stress reduction. So everyone, we have a lot of categories here. To me, it's a lot. Functional therapy, dancing and beyond, running and beyond, swimming and beyond, wellness and beyond. It seems like, to me, that basically stating coordinate functional coordination, among some other things.
Functional movement.
Functional movement.
Functional movement.
Coordination with physical therapy to teach people how to use their muscles and bodies and bones.
That's basically my understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. And understand weight shift.
Yeah, because functional movement is the foundation for any physical activity or sport. And this is what I did, because I needed it for myself. It started with my personal problems that I wanted to find an answer that I could stay injury-free and healthy and continue what I'm doing. And then I discovered that functional movement at this point is not really properly understood and properly practiced.
Mr. Lenny Levine, we got 1 minute. So I'm just going to say, Wakeshift, I'm going to conclude this with Wakeshift. According to his website,